Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Sauce Gardner has just gotten paid. We'll get you the deals of that, the terms of that coming up in just a bit. Patrick Surtain II recently got paid. Derek Stingley Jr. had also gotten paid for the Houston Texans. So at this point, I would say out of that young 25 or less, very talented cornerback market, there is only one left who is waiting for a contract extension. Now, we'll see if that contract extension happens this offseason or the Chiefs are going to wait till next offseason with Trent McDuffie, but we have a pretty clear understanding of what the number is going to look like if they want to sign 22 to a new deal.
Sauce Gardner, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, the young all-pro, has now agreed to terms on a four-year $120.4 million contract extension. Per the insiders, it is $30.1 million per year. Now the highest paid cornerback in NFL history in this deal done by A.J. Vaynerchuk and Alante Gardner of Vayner Sports. And of course, this comes on the heels of another huge deal that the Jets did yesterday, locking in Garrett Wilson more than $30 million per year on his deal. You know, the Jets have spent so much time going into training camp over the course of the last decade or so, dealing with issues, just endless issues heading into training camp. This year, with a new regime, with Darren Mooji, with Aaron Glenn, it is clean. Contracts done. The Jets can now head into training camp with the focus only on the field. And that is a huge, huge deal for them. Once again, Sauce Gardner, now the highest paid corner in NFL history.
So I think the next, I guess, evolution of this topic is simply waiting to see when that contract comes in, what it looks like for Trent McDuffie. We can continue to have the positional value argument. If we're having a conversation about paying the right guard, then I am firmly on the side of paying the all-pro corner. Trent McDuffie's a better player than Trey Smith is at a more valuable position. Like, this isn't going to be, to me, an argument that needs to be had coming up in either the next couple of days and weeks if this gets signed, or next offseason if Trent McDuffie goes out there and continues what he's done for the last handful of years or so. So that's not something that I'm really worried about when it comes to this deal. I would pay Trent McDuffie. I understand what the market says, but I'm always going to be in the business of keeping great players on the roster. I think that Trent McDuffie is a great player. I think he is in this conversation. I think if you were looking at the four very talented young corners, he is standing right there alongside Sauce Gardner, alongside Pat Surtain II, and right there with Derek Stingley. So I think you have to pay him. So I think the next conversation that we are talking about with the Chiefs, if you want to look forward just a little bit, you got two guys that now you need to worry about. You need to worry about Trent McDuffie and how you lock him in long term. I think you also have to look at George Karlaftis and what a contract extension looks like for him. Two players at very important positions. One gets after the quarterback, one's defend the pass, but two very important defensive pieces for what you're trying to do. I also think it's very important for the Chiefs as they move forward to kind of establish what their next core is going to be around Patrick Mahomes. It's changed over time. At one point, it was Tyrann Mathieu. At one point, it was Frank Clark. At one point, it was Mitchell Schwartz. You had kind of paid certain guys big-time money. Well, as those guys are retiring or moved on to different teams, now you're trying to determine, as Mahomes enters his 30s, who that new crop is going to be. Trent McDuffie is one of those kind of players. George Karlaftis, you just paid Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey. You are establishing what the foundation for the Chiefs is going to look like as we are probably in the second phase of Mahomes' career. We're out of that first tier, and he was an incredible phase, and now you're kind of in that second phase as he is heading closer to 30 and this second half, second portion of his career.
I think the Trent McDuffie conversation, at least for me, I can connect it to Trey Smith this way. Me and you can disagree. We can argue about how I think the timeline of the Trey Smith not getting the deal done last offseason affected this offseason, and that's one of my larger points here. I think with Sauce Gardner done now, if I'm Brett Veach, I feel a clock ticking. They're going to camp in, what, 7 days? They start practice 6 days before they get up to the dorms? Get a Trent McDuffie deal done in the next 6 days. Because as a Chiefs fan, what I don't want to see is fast forward 12 months, the Chiefs are going into the final year of rookie contract with Trent McDuffie, which means there's pressure to get a deal done. And they'd also be, in 12 months from now, going into the final year of rookie contract with Rashee Rice. Now, I don't know what Rashee Rice's contract is going to look like. He's only played one full season in the NFL. There's a lot of TBD there. But those are two players that I bet if we polled Chiefs fans, they would consider both those guys part of the next core. You know, it's no longer Kelce, Jones, Tyrann Mathieu, Mahomes. It's a new core. I'd imagine most Chiefs fans have Trent McDuffie and Rashee Rice as part of that next core. So you cannot be late getting these deals done. So I know Sauce Gardner's deal is massive. I mean, he's getting, what, less guaranteed money than Trey Smith? So it's a big deal that could be coming down the pipe for Trent McDuffie. But I feel like you have to get it done now, because if it's, you know, April, May, June, July of 2026, and you're going into the final year of Rashee Rice, and you're going into the final year of Trent McDuffie in the same offseason, you then run into a logjam problem, and then Karlaftis becomes part of that problem. And it's a good problem for the Chiefs to have. They have a lot of good players you want to lock up, but you try to get these things done a year ahead of time, and Trent McDuffie right now would be a year ahead of time. And I would like to see them get it done sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I guess maybe just you and I just have different roster. Like, you're big on just signing guys the moment that their contract is up. Like, the moment that year three is up, when you can start to negotiate with guys, you're like a little bit more eager to kind of get those deals done. I'm willing to do that for some players, like Micah Parsons, for example. I think I'm willing to have that conversation with someone like him. I am willing to kind of play it out with some other players to kind of see how the rest of their deal is done. Someone on the text line says, why in the world would Trent sign a deal now? I don't really know why he wouldn't sign a deal. There's no other corner that's kind of in that market. Like, he's the last one to get paid. So I think what the argument would be for why he would end up signing a long-term deal, I think that answer would be very, very simple. The market has been set. There's nobody that's coming in that you think is going to be able to change the market for what you're talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.